And that, Gimel Amud Aleph, we still have a Tosfos to learn. Let's just quickly review the Gemara. We had before a memre of Rav Chom Bar Poppe Omar Rav Chisde that differentiated between a tiny Sibur and Tisha B'Av and Dini Avelis. He said, a tiny sibur, the whole iser is mishum tiny. So the chitze is only oser bechamin, and betzoinin it is mutter. Vashenke and Tisha B'Av and Avelis, that the iser is mishum evil. So there, the iser is afilu betzoinin also. That was a memra of Rav Chisde. Now, let us see, the Gemara brings a kasha and Rav Chisde. Toshma. Kshe'omru osa b'malofe, v'yomru ela b'yoyim, avo b'layla muta. The iso maloche of a tiny sibur is only b'yoyim, and not b'layla, that we had before. Kshe'omru osa b'nila sasandu, v'yomru ela b'yir, avo b'derech muta. Hakeitzad yoytze l'derech noyo, when he goes out l'derech, he's noyo, nichnas l'yir choylitz. Shomru also bechitze, when they said that there's an iser rechitze, loy omru elo kol gufoy. Iser rechitze is kol gufoy. Avol ponov, yodov, veraglov, muta. Vechein atomoitze, the same halachas apply b'menude, uba'ovo, but they also have the same halachas. My love, akulu, that we're going on all these three halachas, meloche, milas asandal, and rechitze, is going, all three apply by an oval and a menude. B'may askina. Now, what type of rechitze are we speaking about? Ilaim or bechamin? If we're speaking about rechitze bechamin, b'chayr, according to Rav Chisde, we're speaking about rechitze bechamin, Ponov Yoda Veragloi Mishori. So what does it say? So the Baraisa says that Rechitza is also called Gufoi, and Bechamin is, and Rechitza Bechol Gufoi Bechamin is also Ponov Yoda Veragloi Mishmuta. That's by a tiny Sido. So we'll say that stems with Rav Chisde. Rav Chisde holds that what he said, Chamin is also called Gufoi. Pon of Yodav Araglo will be Mutter. But then, the Baraisa says that this also applies by an oval. For Omar Rav Sheishis, oval also lohishit etz boi bechamin. So an oval is also lohishit etz boi bechamin. Elolav b'tzayna. So we see that it is speaking about tzayna. So let us see Rashi, just the Rashi of Tzaynon. Rashi says, Bam achi gasina, Bamar, ilayim abachamim mishori, Omar Rav Sheishis, Oval also lahishit etzboi bachamim. Elo lav b'tzaynon, my lava kulo, lo yashar. That is the Gemara's, but that is the Gemara's Karshe, the Gemara's Teretz. So let's see what Rashi says. Oh, Dektoni v'chein atomaitze b'menude ba'ovu. A kol hanikoi, it's going on all these halachas. Va'filu arechitzem, v'shma mino. So now, it can't be speaking about, you can't say that the rechitz of Tainis Tzibo is speaking about the chitz of Tainis Tzibur is speaking about Chamin, and we're saying that Chamin kol gufoi is also ponav yodav raglov is mutter v'chein bo'ovul, because on ovul ponav yodav raglov v'chamin is also. So al kolchach we have to say that it's speaking about v'shma mino the betainis tzibur also lirchitz kol gufoi v'efilu b'tzayna. So in order for the Sefer to stim lahaloche, So we have to say that it's not speaking about chamin, it's speaking about tzayna. So it says in the Baraisa that tzayna kol gufa is also ponov yodov eraglov is mutter. Ponov yodov eraglov is mutter, and the same thing by ovo. So what is the kasha? Got yurte l'rafram ba'apope. That means, so the kasha is now on tiny sibo. Rav from Bapope said, "But a tiny sibo only chamin is also, but tainan is mutter." And here, from the sefer, we see that the reisha that differentiates between kol gufoy and pon of yodav araglov has to be speaking about tainan. Because it's the same aloch applies in the sefer. So the kash is from the reisha. Afrizda said that tzainan is muta by tainis sibo, and here we see that tzainan kol gufoy is also by tainis sibo. Yufte l'rafram ba'apok. So the Gemara answers, loy asharakoy. Ani'ile v'siche. It's going ani'ile v'siche. Even though the Braise didn't mention Siche, but, okay, the Bach wants to say it's going on Melocha, so we mentioned last week. So it comes out the way the Bach learns Pshat that an oval is Mutter b'melocha b'layla, and that, he brings a Yesh Mefoshim, and he holds that it's not like that. Others say it's only going on the Ile. Others think it's going on the Ile in Siche, but it's not going on Melocha. Anyway. Loi asharekoi, anile v'siche, but it's not going on rechitze. So then I could say, ha rechitze b'chamin hi, and chamin kol gufa yizos, upon the yod of raglev is mutter. There's no vechain by avelus, avu b'tzoinon, shori lilchitz kol gufa, and v'hashe da amrit b'minude v'ovu lava rechitze kaimi, that the Bechain is not going on Rechitze, leke lakshuike de pirches la'el ilayma b'chamim mishori, because the Bechain is not going on Rechitze. That is how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe. So the Gemara's Kashe was, on Rav Chisde, here we see that Tzoynon is also betaynes sibu. That was the Kashe. Let us see Taisvis, v'chein atomoitze b'menuda v'ovu. My love, akuloi. Perish. Aho de komrinon ubitzoinon muta. So Taisvis, it says the kash is differently. Here it says, tzoinon is muta. The oval nami mutter b'tzainon. So we're saying that an oval is mutter b'tzainon. The kasha l'rav chizde, the omar oval also bein b'chamin bein b'tzainon. So now we're kasha l'rav chizde. Rav chizde said that an oval is also bein b'chamin bein b'tzainon. Umeshani ashar kloima ashar dinim ane ile. Now, Taisvis says, not like Rashi, not that the Gemara's Kasha is, we see that Tzoynon is also by Tainis Sibo. No, the Gemara's Kasha is, we see that Tzoynon is Mutter by Ovo. And Rav Chisda said that Tzoynon is also by Ovo. So the shaila is, where do we see that tzainan is mutter by ovo? Where did it say that tzainan is mutter by ovo? So let us look at Rabbi Kevega. V'koshe l'Rav Chisde, koshe li, or kivin ha'ad Rabbi, kivin demayri b'tzainan, since if it is speaking about tzainan, v'afilo hochi toni kol gufoy also, fakert, it is speaking about tzaina. We say that by tainis tzaina is also, and by avelis tzaina is also. So who said that tzaina is mutter? Elevadai dakushi beheper. מוקח דבטיינס גם כן עושה בצוין אין כל גוף, וכאשר לרב חיסדה, זאת אומרת שכל סב רשי. So Rabbi Kivege asks, where did it say that Tzainan is mutter? Forget it says Tzainan is also. Tzainan is also called Gufoi, Sai by Tainis, and Sai by Avela. So the Kasha is, we see that Tzainan is also by Tainis. That's the Kasha. Not the Kasha that we see that Tzainan is mutter by Avela. That's Rabbi Kivege's Kasha. So Shvere Kasha, all the same places have a different gears in the Gemara. The Keren Eure and the Beis Meir want to say that Taisus learned as follows. Taisus learned that the Bereise is speaking about Tzainan. So here it says Tzainan is also called Gufoy, Mutar Ponov Yodo Veraglov V'chein Be'ovo. Now, so Rashi says it's a kasha on Rav Chisde, because Rav Chisde said that Tzainan is mutter betaynis sibo. That Tzainan is mutter betaynis sibo, and here it says that Tzainan is also betaynis sibo. So the Beis Meir says that is not gefelech. It could be that what Rav Chisde said, that Tzainan is mutter betaynis sibo, speaking about ponov yodo veraglov. Could be Rav Chisde speaking about, you can't slug up Rav Chisde. Rav Chisde said Tzainan is mutter. He didn't say if he's speaking about Kol Gufoy, or he's speaking about Ponov Yodo Veraglov. So I have a good answer. I'll say that Rav Chisde is, you can't ask a kasha on Tainis Tzibo. Rav Chisde said Tainis Tzibo, Tzainan is mutter, that's Ponov Yodo Veraglov. And that's what this Barais also says, the Ponov Yodov Veraglov is mutter by Tainis Tzibo. So what's your kasha on Rav Chisde? So he says, you know what the kasha will be? Because if I'll say that Rav Chisde is saying that Tzainan is mutter by Tainis Tzibo, means Ponov Yodov Veraglov, then it'll come out Tzainan is also by Ovel, means Afilu Ponov Yodov Veraglov. That's how the Cheshbon will come out. If you're going to tell me that Rav Chisde holds that Tzainan is only mutter by Tanisiba Ponov Yodov Veraglov, then it comes out that Tzainan is also by Ovel of Ponov Yodov Veraglov. And here in the Barais it says that Tzainan is mutter Ponov Yodov Veraglov by Ovel. So Memele, that's why Taisvis did not learn like Rashi. That means Taisvis held, you can't log up Rav Chisde from the Reisha, because I'll tell you that Rav Chisde is speaking about Ponov Yodov Veraglov. So if you say, then the kasha shall be from the Sefer. Here it says, Ponov Yodov Veraglov is mutter by Tzainan. And Rav Chisde said, Ponov Yodov Veraglov by Tzainan is also by Ovu. That's how Taisvis learned Pshat in the Gemara. Toshma, the Omar, a kaponim we have here, this memre of Rav Chisde, that there's a difference between Ovel and Ovel is also Betzainan. Toshma d'oma Rav Abba HaKoyin Mishim Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin Mais Meis Ubonov Sh'Rabbi Yosi Ben Rabbi Chanine T'verochach Betzainan Tashis Goyres Teich Shive Zlochach Betzainan Teich Shive. So you see that Tzainan is mutter by Ovel. And he says Tzainan is also by Ovel. It's only mutter by Tainis Tzibo. So the Gemara answers, Hosom shetachfu aveilov. There is speaking about a Rachmanon Etzlan. There was one aveilus after the other. So there was one shiva after the other. So there they were meikel that it's mutter by Tzainan. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Tachfu Aveilo, Ze Achaze, Hich Bitzaroi, so if he has too much hair on him, it's Meikel Bitar, so he's permitted to lessen, to trim the hair with a razor. Umechabes Ksusoi, and Tibes Begodim is Mutter B'mayim. Omar Rav Chisda. So now Rav Chisda explained that what it says, Meikel, Sarai Meikel Betar, Hizbetzar Meikel Betar, Betar, Avoloi Bemisparai. That means we are, it is not permitted to take a normal haircut. He's only permitted to cut it with a ta, which is a shinui, sai in the oifen it is done, and sai in what it looks like. But it's just, it's meikel betar. B'mayim, there's a heter of kibus b'mayim, v'loi b'neser, v'loi b'chayl. That means he's telling us that this is only a partial heter, not because there was a ribui avelis, so we're mater isuri avelis. We're not matter taspeiris, we're not matter kibbus. But we're permitting him a partial heter of meikel betar and mechabes ksusai b'mayim v'loi b'nesa v'loi b'chil. That's mir, the Gemara is bringing this memra of Rav Chisda, because that we have to know this for the teretz. That means if you're going to make an akimte, that it is speaking about Tachvu Aveilov, without Rav Chisda, I would think Tachvu Aveilov, they were Mekel B'Isuri Aveilus. No, if they're Mekel B'Isuri Aveilus, so why is it only Mutter B'Tzainon? Why isn't it Mutter B'Chamin also? Therefore, the Gemara brought Rav Chisda. They weren't Mekel Legamri. They only Mekel Tzas. They were Mekel B'Tar, not B'Tas Peiris. They were Mekel B'Mayim, not B'Nesa B'Chil. So therefore, I'll tell you, they were, the Be'emison and Oval is also Bein Becham and Bein Betzayna. They were Meikel Betzayna and Veloi Bechamin. So that talks to me, that's what the Gemara brought Rav Chisda. Let us see Rashi. Verochat Betzayna B'Seich Shiva Galsinen Alma Betzayna Shori. This is not like Rav from Omar Rav Chisda. So therefore, they were matter from Tzayin. Keda Ashkren Gabi say that they were Meikel. Meikel betar, the shokel pute minayr, can take off a little here. U betar, derech shinui. Neser karkahu a even can shekayr and kriya belaza type of a chalk, and this is melaban the begodim, but neser bechil dech lechabi sheislabi. And here they don't wash it like that. It's a partial cleansing procedure. Zok taisvis hich bitzaray meikel betar perish derech chaticha. You cut it. Avoloi kedalkoi derech giluach midekoma meikel voloi koma migaleach. So it's a partial heter of taspeiros. Omar of it. So till now we had shittes Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that an oval is also bein mechamin bein betzaina. Omar Rove Oval Mutter Livchitz Betzainam Kol Shive. Rove says that an oval is Mutter Livchitz Betzainam Kol Shive. Midi Dahave Abisro Vechamra. So Rove made a dimion just like an oval is Mutter Bebosov Yain. So who adin? It's Mutter Livchitz Betzainam. Zogt Rashi. Midi dahava abisro vechamro, the tainuk hain kitzainon. It's very unclear, the Rashi. That means, Rove is bringing a raya. He says, you see, they were matter tanugim by an oval. They were matter tanugim by an oval. Can have vos of yayin. So memela, so who adin, this should be matter rechitza betzayna. So why aren't you matter chamin? I mean, what's the you have a you medama rechitza to achilas bos of yayin? So how does one know where to draw the line that this is the tainuk hein kitzayna? It's a tainuk like tzayna, not more than tzayna. it's very unclear. The Shita Lebal Chatzaitzre says, the Leisagi Behochi, maybe means Leisagi Belav Hochi, Hochenami Rechitze. That means these are inyonim that the person needs. It's the Leisagi Belav Hochi, I think, is Hochenami Rechitze. He needs, they had to be mat a bus of a yain. These are one of the necessities of a bus of a dom. So who had in rechitze? Lulei the mistafin. I don't know if this is true, but perhaps we could say as follows: the tainug hein ketzaynon. What is the tainug of bus of a yain? We find ein simche by yomtiv alababos of yayim. Now, what is the simcha of yayim? Is the simcha while he's drinking it, or the simcha is after he drinks it? L'chayre, I think the simcha is after he drinks it, not the good taste of yayim. I don't think so. I think yayim. Yayin livens him up. He gets besimcha from the yayin. Bim kainim anachnu. Then okay, the same thing is by basa. Also, now that he enjoys the minute of chewing the meat, stomach basa also does something to him that he feels more besimcha after he eats the basa. So could be im kainim anachnu. So the tainig of basa v'yayin is lav davke the pu'ule of eating or drinking wine. The tainik of basa v'yayin is the after effects, that he feels good after he drinks wine, after he eats basa. That is the tainik of basa v'yayin. Now, the tainik of rechitze b'tzaynon is perhaps b'shas maise, he doesn't enjoy it too much, but the tainik is afterwards, he feels refreshed, he's washed himself. So Memele, that's why Rashi is Medame, the Tainig of Rechitze Betzainan to Boso V'yayin. That means the after effects that one enjoys after he has Boso V'yayin. So, and that is, we see that's Mutta by a novel. So Hu Adin, that what he feels refreshed after washing himself, That's also that also should be permissible. The tainug of rechitze bechamin lechayre is a tainug b'shas maise. That means he's enjoying himself, or that could be, that is the ikachilik of rechitze bechamin, the enjoyment of the tainug of rechitze bechamin b'shas maise. So it could be this is a greater tainug. So this is also by an oval. Basic nishtha, that's pshat and rashi, you know. Al koponim, Rav said that rechitze betzoinon is muta by a noble, just like achilas bos of a yain is muta by a noble. Meisvei, so the gemara is a kashem. We learned, ein habegeres rashoi lenavel es atzmom. A boigeres is either not permitted, or not mechuyev, the novel as atzma bimei evil aviyom. She's an avela, bimei evil aviyom. We'll see if shvera rashi. But bimei evil aviyom, she's a novel. So either she's not permitted, or she's not also, she's not mechuyev, the novel as atzma. Because she's of the age that we have to think of a shidduch for her, so memele, so therefore she shouldn't be menavel as atzma. Her naro, but a naro, it seems that's not a medes bepirka yet. That's what Benegershim says. But a naro is lamaise is rashoi. So we have here over here that there's an issa avelis by a naro, and the issa does not apply by a boigeres. Now, what nivul are we speaking about over here? So the Gemara says, my lav berchitze. We're speaking about the nivul of irechitze, and we are speaking about the nivul of irechitze. And by a boigris, she's not mechuyev to be menabel herself. And by a nara, she is mechuyev to be menabel herself. Ubamai, what are we speaking about? What kind of rechitzim? Ilaim or bechamin, if we're speaking about the rechitz of chamim. So that's how Rava said. Rava said the whole isra rechitzah by an oval is only bechamin. Not betzaina. So we're saying that naro should not be reichet herself bachamim, and a boigris is permitted to be reichet herself bachamim. This ain't haboigris rasho. She's not permitted, or she's not mechuyev to be menavel herself bachamim. Omar Rav Chisda oval osa lahoishit etzpoi bachamim. We see that an oval is also lahoishit etzpoi bachamim. It's Kan Shayla Ben, so what's the Kasha? That's right, it's an Isser Avelis, but they were matter by a Boigris. So the Ritva explains that the Gemara's Kasha is as follows. That we see from Rav Chisda, Amir de Kechoyma, that they answered Rechitze Bechamim so far, Afilu Lohoshit Etzboi. Amir de Kechoyma. So if that is the case, it is not Mistaver that they should be mata rechitzes kol gufa by a boigris. That means if you're afraid that she might be menavel herself, so you'll have more or less the same, you'll accomplish the same with rechitze b'tzeinam. Why would they mata rechitze b'chamin for her? That means If there's such a chaymel that they asked the tefillah lahoishit that's boy, so then they should not have been matar rechitzas kol gufa by a boigris, which, but you can get away with rechitza b'tzayna. Hello, lav b'tzayna. So the sarkochach is speaking about tzayna. So what is pshat tzaynon? So tzaynon is also by Tzaynon is also by a Tzaynon is also by a Naira. They were matter Tzaynon by a Boigris. So we see not like Rava. Rava says that Tzaynon is mutter by everyone. That is the Kashe and Rava. Here there's a kasha. If we'll say that we mentioned before, the Beis Meir wants to say pshat and Tosfos that ponov yodov v'raglov is also osur by an oval. So kaponim is this. So why would they matter? Why would they matter by a boigris? Unless you'll say here's a bigger chayim. Here they ask the fellow lohishit that's boy. A shotes etzba they ask. So this is a gebalde kechumre. That means, he says, the Gemara is asking that there should be such a contrast that lahoishet etzboi is also by an oval, a filulot, to stick in a pinky, a finger, and here we should be matter so much, chitzes kol gufo. that is sicher not mistaba. But by Tzoynon, there's not such a great contrast. Afilu will say that Tzoynon is also a pon of Yodah v'raglo. Good, so they were asked pon of Yodah v'raglo. They were matter by a boigris, but al kaponim there's no issa of lahoishet that's boi b'tzoynon. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, loy akichul upirchus. No. Rechitze istake mutter betzaino. And the rechitze, everyone makes rechitze. Another makes rechitze. And the boigris makes rechitze betzaino. They make rechitze betzaino, not bechame. Because that's a dover amutter. No, we're speaking about over here a nivel of kichul upirchus. Kichul is eyeshadow. Upirchus, as she says in Ksubis, means to braid the hair. So that's what we're speaking about. So a naira is asa, and a baigris is mutter. But the rechitze, betzainen is mutter by both of them. The male is no kasha and rove. Zot Rashi, ein ha-baigris, this Rashasha Shebiyish Teisaris is going later on in Arab. Ein ha-baigris rashol in Nabal es atzmo, Ela miskashetes kedei sheyitpitzu alel. Then the Bach makes nudibra maschil, honaro, okay, honaro is galah, honaro sheyna ruyeli nosei adayin ashetiboga, rashoi, so she's allowed to be menavel herself. The baschiva veilasi. Uktano eina chayeves veloi klum. Ktana v'chlal is not mechuyev in avelus. Sayinu Rashov, you learn it seems that it means chayeves, that she's not mechuyev to be menavel herself, anara is mechuyev, and ktana is not mechuyev. Bimei evel ovia. Now this is a very shvera Rashi. So Rashi says two cases. Bimei evel ovia, afilu ira avelus lavia, shemeis benoi. That her father's son died. We'll come back to that. Inami shemeis avio mamish, afal pi shehi baschiv avelis, ein rashoi lenav. The second shot in Rashi is that we're speaking about that she's an oval. That she's an oval. Afal pi kain, ein rashoi lenav. She's not also to be menavel herself. So the second pshat is a halbe tzore. So it means that she's an oval. The shaila is, why do you have to mention she's an oval on her father? What's the chilek if she's an oval on her father, on someone else? She's an oval, finished. Unless there's a psay, choymer, an avelis. See, there's a choymer and avelis, an oviv imoy, that there's a din yud beis chaydish avelis. Moshe says that goes, that's neveya from the din kibud oveim. So the din avelis is, so there's a greater din avelis, and mamela could be, that is the chidish in this baraisa, that a filu, she's an oval, alovi ovi imo, and avelis is machayiv, not to be miskashit. Afalpikain, and it's an avelis alviya v'ima, afalpikain, alts kadei shalaitis navel, she's muta. So the second Lashon HaRashi is not too bad. Now the first Lashon HaRashi, afila ira avelis la'aviya shemeis benoi. So the poshe pshat in Rashi is, like this there is a loche that kol shemis avel olov mis avel imoi. The halacha is that if there is a relative, you have Reuven, and let's say Reuven's Shver died. So if Reuven's Shver died, so his wife is an Avela. He's not an Avela because he's not, that's not from the Koivim, he's Misabel on the Shver. But Kol Shemis Avel Olov Mis Abel Imoy. That means, since if his wife would have died, so he's Mis Abel Oleho, So there's a din avelis misabel imo. So when he's together with her, he's noyig avelis kvoido. He's noyig avelis an her shver dumye. That's the halacha. Kosher misabel olov misabel imo. So Memele, since he would be misabel on his wife, so he's misabel together with his wife, when his wife is an avela. So that's Lechera, the first pshat in Rashi. So this is a gringera avelis. So Rashi is saying over here, that means if she's in the first lashon of Rashi, that means if she's a real oval, they weren't matter that she should be butted to be miskashet. I mean, she's a real oval, because of a shidduch yedeich avelis. No, it's speaking about a gringa avelis. It's speaking about that her father was an oval. So since her father was an oval, the kvoid of viho, she also has to feel the chavelis bifnei of viho. Afal pikein, she's permitted kishut is mutter. That's how Rashi says pshat. Now the problem is the gvuras ri'es, so Rashi should have made that her father was an oval on his brother, on his father. Rashi says the father was an oval because his son died. Now, if his son died, so she's an oval, so that's her brother. That's her brother, so why does she's an oval? That's the Gvuras Ari's kashe on Rashi. And the Gvuras Ritaka wants to learn pshat nitazoi. That's speaking about that her father's brother died, and that's pshat. That's why it says evil avia, Al-Tavelis of her father, which is, the whole Indian is, she has to be noig avelis likvoi doi before nov, afal pikein, kishut is muta. But al-kaponim, a real oval take, it won't be muta kishut, that is the shakla v'tai in the gemara. But this is a shvera Rashi, he asks. Elolav b'tzoinon. We're speaking about tzoinon. V'afilohochi nara eina rechetzis b'tzoinon. Alme, the oval, af betzainon also. So we see an oval is also betzainon. So the Gemara says, no, it's akichu vapiches, v'loika mairi b'chitze klau. We're not speaking about b'chitze. B'chitze, b'chamen, for everyone is also, betzainon for everyone is mutan. We're speaking about kichu v'piches. Piches, b'seyo, kibus, b'begodim, b'chitze, b'guf. Let us see what Taisha says. Eina boigris rasher le navel atzmo. So Taisha did not want to learn that there's an iser. There's a heter isis. Eina read the whole rasher lav davke. Not she's not allowed to. She's a balas betochen, and for the mei avelis, she's vetzach nish putzen. She's not doing any avere. So she won't become a kala when she's a boigris. I mean, she's not too old yet. No, the hora show lav davke elohochi koma, ein aboigris chayeves. The show means that she's not mechuyev to be misabel. Honaro, with these nihugei abelis. Honaro chayeves. Elo bitzainan, bekoma naro rasho. Speaking about Zaina, and a Nara is mechuyiv not to wash herself, claim that surah, but Amrit the Betzaina Mutter, because she'll love the Betzaina Mutter, Meshane Kiktoni, Akichel, Vapirchus. That Einach Nam, Betzaina, and everyone is Mutter, but going on Kichel, Vapirchus. So the Gemara says, Leime Messiah, let's bring now a Raya to Rove. That Rechitze Betzainan is Mutter by all Avelim, the Omer Rav Abba Akoyin, Mishum Rav Yoisi Akoyin, Maisu Umeisu Bonov Shal B'Yoisi Bachanine, Verochat Betzainan, Koshi V'Otechshive. So we see that what? We see that Rechitze Betzainan is Mutter for a novel, as a Raya Terove. Not like Rav Chizda. Omri, so the Mal says, no, it's not Raya, Hosom B'Shotakvu Avelov. Zechazet, they're speaking about that it was Takvu Avelov, it was Mesu Bonov, Achmon and Islam, the Sanya Takvu Avelov, Zechazet, Hichbit Saroi, Mekel Betar, Machabis Ksusoi, Bemayim, Omar Avchizde, Betar, Beloy Bemisparayim, Bemayim, Beloy Beneser, Beloy Bechoil, Beloy Beoil. Another type of, material which whitens the clothes. Yeah, Ike da Amri.
Now we have another lashon in Rove. Omar Rove, oval also betzaynon kol shiva. And an oval is also betzaynon. Like the Gemara, maishna mi boso v'yayim. So what is the difference than boso v'yayim? Rove, the first lashon was nama, just like boso v'yayim is muta, so here there should also be muta. So Gemara says, hosom lifchuchei pachtei. The shita of the Lebala Tzroira says lefchuchei pachdei kidei sheyishkach tzaroi. So there they were mata bosa v'yayin sheyishkach tzaroi. Agavucha, we see the bosa v'yayin is the result of the achila, not the etzem maife achila shtia. We mentioned before that fakir, that sheyishkach tzaroi is if he drinks the wine, he'll be yishkach tzaroi. So Memele, so there they were matrit takafakert. It's there's a problem over there. But the matrit teshishkach tzayre ochem mishum tainiku hu achitza lefikach osa. That's how the shitel balatzayre says. They said they were matrit lifchudei pachdei, and but here it's only tainik. That means there we had another reason. We had to be matrit. Bene Gershon says there's no tainik whatsoever. Hosam bebisra v'chamra leka elo lefchuch de pachte. Avo leka tainig lefikach shori. Oche betzoynan ika tainig lefikach osa. It's a very interesting loshen, Rabbeinu Gershon. He says there's no tainig in bosa v'yayim. There's only lefchuch de pachte. And here Chazal tell us ein simcha elo bebosa v'yayim. So unless we say Tainig and Simcha are two different in Yonim. Yeah. So Akaponim, the second Loshin Rava holds that the Ma'akav Chizda, the Rechitza Betzainan is Osa, and Dafke Bos V'yayin Iwa Mata. Freg the Gemara Leime Messayelei, that Rechitza Betzainan is Osa, and Abagris Rasho Lenavel Atzma Hon, Shnat Mechuyev, Lenavel Atzma Hon Naro Rasho, Bama, Ileime Bechamen, and Abagris Rasho, Omar Rav Chizda, Ovel Osa Lohishet Etzboi Bechamen. How could you say they were matar achitza b'chamin for her if the isa of achitza b'chamin is so chomad afilo loishet as boy is also? Elo lav b'tzoynon. So we see klor that they were matar tzoynon and tzoynon is for a boy gris and anar is also. So it's mamish like robes. It must lay a kichol of pirchis. Period. Oma Rav Chizde Zois Eimeres Ovel Oso Betachboisis Kol Shiva. Now, Anu Memre, Rav Chizda says, from this we can derive that an Oser is Oso Bekibus Begodov. Now, what's the Zois Eimeres? What's the Zois Eimeres? So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Zois Eimeres Midemukminin Lo Bekichul upirchus, that means we're saying that a naira is also bekichul upirchus, isuadin letachboises. So the way Rashi learns pshat, we'll see Rabbi Kevege, it's a very unclear raya. He says, Rav Chizde was Meshaya, Rav Chizde was medame kichul upirchus, which is a kishut haguf, to kibis begodim, which is perhaps also that it's also psakishut that the begodim are clean. So he says, if kichol opirchus is also who adin tachboisis. Perhaps we could say tachboisis. Perhaps is one should be more lenient with tachboisis. Kichol opirchus is beautifying oneself. The tachboisis, sometimes they should have clean begodim. Abok upon him, the way Rashi puts it down. The Rav Chizda was medame tachboisis to kichol upirchus. Fregt Rabbi Kivege Gilyan Ashas, the Mieni, ho more de Shmaitze hu Rav Chizda, the Svirele Leel, the Mishim Ovo Osel Betzayna, that Rav Chisda personally holds that Ovel is also Betzayne, v'lo yitzorich klal lo ukme bepiches pekichel. That means, according to Rav Chisda, we could say that the Barai, who says Bechlal that the Barai is speaking about Kichel or Pirches, could be Kichel or Pirches as Tamazemot. We're speaking about Rechitza Betzainon. Rechitza Betzainon is also by an Iron, it's Mutta, by a Boigris. So where do you see Bechlal that Kichel or Pirches is also? He's bringing a Rai since Kichel or Pirches is also. Who had in Tachbois is also? Where do you see that Kichel or Pirches is also? Maybe Kichel or Pirches is Mutta. Gam lemay tzorich lehichoche miilkim tazu. Why do you have to, you want to bring a raya that tachboises is also, so you bring a raya amedame tachboises tekichel opirches hanishma mi braise de leel dat akvu aveilov mechabes ksusoy bemaim im buchach mizeh de oval also bekibus vetzorich iyon godo. Rashash wants to make Lulu Divrei Rashi, and Emerson Rashi in Boyet Kotten, Taki says that this Rav Chisda is not going Bechlal. Amar Rav Chisda is going on Yana Bereise, Taki. And the Bereise, that it says Tachvu Aveilov. So there it says that Kibbus is Mutter, so by says all the time, Kibbus is also. That's what Emerson Rashi says in Boyet Kotten, and that's how the Gevege says it should be. But this Rashi has learned a different pshat for some reason. Lost the Gemara's mashma the by Rashi. If it's going on this bereise, not on the bereise of tachfu aveilov. Period. Behilchese ovol osa lilchets kol gufoi bein bechamin bein betzainan. So that is L'chayre, like Rav Chisda, the second Lashon of Rove, Kol Shive, Avol Ponov, Yodov, Veraglov, Bechamin, Oso, Betzayna Muta. Here it says, Klo, that Ponov, Yodov, Veraglov is Muta Betzayna. Avol Losoich, Afilu, Kol Shuhu, Oso. Batziche is Oso, Afilu, a Kol Shuhu. Someone brings down the Gevura Sarvi brings down that the Gemara learns out, I think the Gemara in Mayit Kotten learns out Rechitze from Siche. So the Gevura Sarvi explains, the Gemara learns out Rechitze Bechamim from Siche. Siche is a Tainug, Rechitze Bechamim is a Tainug, and he says, that's like a pshat we had, Rav Chisda hold up, Rechitze Filu, Loshit that's boy b'mayim is also by rechitze b'chamim, and that's the same thing by sich afilu koshu also. This is a taina gomo that is also afilu koshu. Ve'im la'aver es azuhamo, but if a person is avolosech afilu koshu who also sich is also afilu koshu. Ve'im la'aver es azuhamo, but if the purpose of the sich is not l'shem tainug. It's laver es azuhamo, it's muta. So even though betzim, I mean, that's the chiddush, if that's his kavona, even though he is misanig from it, but al koponim, if the intent was not l'shem tainug, nor l'shem havor azuhamo, it is permissible. That is the end of this sugya. Now we're starting a new sugya. Tzloisa de tanisa heicho matkerina. The tfila of anenu, when is this said? Where is this said in Shemayne Esrei? Ad berei Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak berei v'dorash. Now this Ad berei Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak berei, the Yavetz has two mahalchim, what exactly this means. One pshat was that Rav Yehuda, Ad berei Zoloshni was megadol him, it was magdol him. He made him for a Rosh Yeshiva. Ad berei Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak berei. V'dorash, and this was the drosh of Rav Yitzchak. Or he says a second pshat, that Ad berei Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak berei, that Rav Yehuda said a drosh, but he wanted Rav Yitzchak to be by the drosh, his son should come to the drosh, so he took him along to the drosh. He wanted he should be there by the drosh. He was saying a very good drosh, and he wanted his son to be to hear how his father darshans. The drosha was as follows. Yochid shekibol olav tainis, mispalu shel tainis, a yochid that's mekabel a tainis is mispalu aneinu, veheichon oimro, and where does he mention it, ben goyil leroife. That means he says aneinu bifnei atzmoi, with a chsime, he says it ben goyil leroife. Maskiv lo Rav Yosef, Maskiv lo Rav, that's the Rosh's Gilsa, Maskiv lo Rav Yosef, now Rav Yitzchak asked him the Kashi, Rav Yitzchak was the one that sang the Droshe, so Maskiv lo Rav Yosef asked, V'chi Yochid Keveya Broche La'atzmoy, it's a Yochid Keveya Broche La'atzmoy, it's not Mestava, Elo Omar Rav Yitzchak B'Shemei Atfilo. That a yochid says the aneinu b'shemei atfila. V'chein omar rav sheishes b'shemei atfila. Frech the Gemara, let us see Rashi the while. So Rashi says, tfilas tainis aneinu, ben goy l'roifei, brocho b'fnei atzmai. V'chi yochid choshev kol kach, shi misakni loy broche b'fnei atzmai, lo hoisef b'tfilosai, so he says, no, b'shemei ha-tfilo, she'koylu lo b'soich ha-brocho, v'choysen b'shemei ha-tfilo, d'oise ha-brocho, v'achsimosa, mashma b'in ha-tainis, b'in ha-kolmili, so memela, this is not a miyuchadike broche l'tainis, for yochid. Frek the Gemara, meisvei, ein b'in yochid l'tzibu, there's no difference between a yochid and a tzibu, al shezem mispalu, shemayne esrei, Vizem is palo cha esrei. That in the amount of, we're speaking about a tainis. So a yochid is mispalo 18 broches. That's speaking about lavalam al shinim, and which was niskan later, biyavne, and the tzibos, and the tzibo means, we'll see a shot, is mispalo cha esrei. He's mispalo by a tainis 19 broches. That means he makes a neinu a broche b'fnei atzma. My yochid or my tzibo. Ilaymo yochid mamish v'tzibo shatz. That shatz is mispalo 19. Hanicha esre esrin v'arba have. The shatz by a yoimatainis to wachov dalet broches. So that can't be. Elolav ochikoma. Ein ben yochid di kibel olav tainis yochid. Le yochid she kibel olav tainis tzibo. A yochid is mekabel tainis yochid means that it only has that it's a oichel kol alayla and there's no iser of rechitza nilas asandu. No, so a yochid she mekabel all of tainis yochid, they weren't keveya abroche bifnei atzmei. Then you say in shemei tefila, it's a halfway tainis. Le yochid she kibel all of tainis sibah. But if a yochid is mekabel on himself a tainis sibah, that means he'll have a geherige tainis. He's misanik kol alayla, and he has the other inuyim. So there, so the difference is, al shezem ispalo shmeina esrei, v'zem ispalo tsha esrei. Oh, that's shat the berais. So for kerzo shtei tachdo, a yochid that is mekabel on himself a geherige tainis, so he's taki kevei abroche bifnei atzmoi. Ishma mino yochid kevei abroche la atzmoi. Sana tzakashem Rav Yitzchok. Elom Rav Yitzchok. Let us see what Rashi says. Ein ben yochid letzibo gabitainis, sheze yochid mispalo biyoim tanisoi shmoine esrei. The koilo tfilas tainis b'shemeya tfila, in shay esrei, the kovale ben goyle roife, stam tfila kori shmeine esrei, the birchus lamashinim b'yavne tiknu, kedamrinim b'broches. So the Gemara is, chavdalet havien, if we're speaking about the shatz, he says chavdalet broches, b'pikin the lakama, the chavdalet broches, have b'yoyme de tanis, b'chitoni yutes p'suloi, so it can't be, we can't be speaking about the shatz. Betzibo, yochid shekibol olov tainis sibah. That's what it means. A yochid is called tainis sibah. Alme, yochid keveya broche la'atzmaik shekibol tainis sibah. There's mekabel a geherige tainis. So he's keveya broche b'fnei atzmaik. He's a kashen Rav Yitzchok. So So the Gemara says, Loi. Loi, lamei meloch, shliach tzibah. Well, the first pshat is the right pshat. A tzibah means a shliach tzibah. Udika kasha loch, shliach tzibah, esrim ve'arbe matzli. You ask the kasha, shliach tzibah doesn't say 19, it says 24. Speaking about Begimel Tainius Rishainis, we had learned by the Tainus Kshomim, there was first Gimel Tainius, Anachmol Gimel Tainius, that's them Tzois, Anachmol is seven Tainius. So Memele, so we're speaking about the Gimel Tainius Rishainis. The Leke Esrim Va'arba, so there's no 24 Brochis, so that the Baraisa says, but 19 brachas will say, the shatz will say 19 brachas, and nine will make a bracha b'fnei atzmai. Frek the Gemara v'loi, by the tainiyas harishonos, there are no 24 brachas. Now, from the teretz of the Talmud, he said, speaking about tainiyas harishonos, so it would seem as follows, that the tainiyas emtsoyis, there are 24 brachas. The Tanias HaRishonis, there aren't 24 brachas, and we're speaking about Tanias HaRishonis. Yes, fact the Gemara, the Leke Aboy Esrim Valb, V'loi, there's no 24 brachas by the Tanias HaRishonis. For Ein Bein Ktoni, we learned there's no difference between the Tanias HaRishonis and the Tainiyas Emtsoyis, for Ein Ben Ktoni, Ein Ben Gimel Rishonis, Le Gimel Emtsoyis, Elo Shebeilu Mutorim Basiyas Melocha. The Gimel Rishonis Amuta Basiyas Melocha, Beilu Asurim Basiyas Melocha, that's the only difference. Holech of Dalet, Zeveze Shovin, because it says Ein Ben. So the Gemara says, Tona v'shai. No, ain't bain, but there's another chilek case. There's another chilek. The rishonis don't say chav dalid, and the mtsoyis do say. In fact, the gemara, my shayer b'hai shayer. That means if you're saying the ain't bain is lav davkin, so then there has to be more than one thing that he was mshayer. That means he has to be Meshayer a few things, not just one thing. Meshayer v'hai shayer. And then the suva in Ben Ktoni, that's the Bach is Meichik, because that's no kashe. But you mean, I'm just telling you, Ein Bein is Lavdak, if that's my teretz, he was Meshayer. But yes, the good kashe, Meshayer v'hai shayer. But Ein Bein is not a kashe. So, Kaponim, we have a kashe. How could you say that the Rishonis, they don't say Chav Dalet, the Shatz does not say Chav Dalet Brochas, he only says, 19 Brochas, it says Ein Bein, so why is that the Rishonis are like them Tzois? So the Gemara answers two terutzim on this. Elotane be'isuri kamairi. That what the Tana says, ein bein is mamish, this is the only difference, that the Rishonis is muta b'malochi and the Shniyas are also b'malochi. Ela Tana be'isuri kamayri, he's speaking about the Isurim. And the Isurim, this is the only difference of malochi. B'tfilois loy mayri, he's not speaking about the tfilois of the Tanais. The tefillahs that are different. The demtzois says chav dalet brachas, and the rishonis doesn't say chav dalet brachas, only yutes brachas. The boy is amen. If you want, I'll tell you another teretz. Beemtzois onami loy matzli chav dalet. I'll tell you another teretz. That emtzois also doesn't say chav dalet brachas. Only the sheva achoynes says chav dalet brachas. So memelis gogut the ein bein. There's fucking no difference. Both of them are the same. That both of them do not say chav dalet brachas. Let us see Rashi. So the Gemara says that speaking about bekamaise. Begimul tainiyas rishonis, the lekach of dalet kamrin beperek say the tainiyas keitzel bigmol. Zumora says, what are you telling me that there's no Chav Dalet Brochus by the Rishonist? We learned Ein Bein, the Eilu Matorim Basiyas Melochim, Rishonist, the Loich HaMirikulai. Hol Chav Dalet Brochus, Eve Zeh Shovim. Vikos Alke Daitoch. So now, that means Rashi is just saying like this. Bemison, the Maskonis HaGemor is going to be, like the Iboyi Seime, that Lamaisa Dem Tzois also doesn't have a Chav Dalet Brochis. So Memele, if Dem Tzois doesn't have Chav Dalet Brochis, so Memele, so this whole Kasha of Ein Bein is not Shver. Fakir, it's assimilant. Both of them are the same. They don't have Chav Dalet Brochis. So Rashi says, but the Sugya now held, a Kasalke Daitoch, the Sugya held, the isnayu lechov dalet beemtzois, that the archov dalet beemtzois. Mideka metaret, because it seems like they're from misteret, mideka metaret kamaise de lekechov dalet. He said that here we're speaking about the rishonis that is no chov dalet. Mechlal de beemtzois isnayu. So it would seem from him alone that the emtzois, the archov dalet broches. So Rashi says, Be'emison v'loihi. Be'emison, that's not true. The lesnayu, there's no chav dalet broches, not the maskonos ha'gemore, I feel it them tzois also. Elo ba'achoynis k'dektoni hos, and there's only chav dalet broches by the achoynis. Umishum doho milse komaisim, but because of this milsa kamaisa, that means the Masha explains Rashi as follows. Because of what he said first, he said that it's only speaking about the Rishonis. So it seems from him that the emtsois do say chav dalet broches. Mishimhochi porich lei michav dalet. The lesnu beemtsois, that means the Masha says, afal gav, the lesnu beemtsois. That means this whole kasha really is not valid, because lefi emes the ein bein is very good, because there's no chav dalet beemtzois. But since from his loshen he had said it's only speaking about the rishonis, would seem that the emtzois do have chav dalet. So memela, that's why yes, and from the emtzois, even though lefi emes it's also less no b'emtzois, but from his loshen it would seem that the emtzois do have chav dalet broches. So the Gemara said, tone v'shoay, v'tone mili de isnayu bein emtzois l'rishaynes. He said that which I did, v'shoay, ain't bein lav davku, k'dibuchu kamen gabi idach. That's a doichik to say that he only left over one thing. Uman the goris. Now someone was goris here. Shayer teve. The most had a teretz on this kash. Shayer the teve. There's another difference between the emtzois and the rishonis. That moitzien es a teve by the emtzois, and you're not moitzis a teve by the rishonis. Shibushu. The Eina Ella Bachoinis, the dinner of Eitzor's table is only by the Choinis, ki the Besomuch, whom Mifshe Pshitele, the Eina Ella Bachoinis. So that's the Hanada Terence. My Shaya the High, Shenarashi explains what the Kash is, the Loi Uche de Tane le Misni Kol Mili, ule Shiyuri Chode, that's not the Shtega of a Tane to learn everything, and to miss out one. Elul oylam chav dalet bekamaisa lesnu. Uloho el oylam chav dalet bekamaisa lesnu. Uloho chileichoshuv. But el oylam chav dalet bekamaisa lesnu. Uloho chileichoshuv lu. Bein bein. The betfila loikamayri. Because he's not speaking about tfila. And the second teretz was, bim tzois nami leke chav dalet. Ela bachoynes. Kid amrinen hosom, like the Gemara says later.